Some quick flyer tips on today's School Podcasting's morning announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am Dave Jackson, and this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from creation to promotion to the podcasting world. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to contact me, my email is schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. My phone number is 888-563-3228. And our show notes are at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And of course, if you'd like to start your own podcast, simply go to schoolofpodcasting.com. If I said any of that too fast, here's the great thing about a podcast. Just hit rewind on your player. How cool is that? Well, today, being that it's Mother's Day, we're going to have kind of a short show. And I just wanted to share some insights into some things I've run across. A couple shows back, I was talking about how I was starting a podcast for geared towards college students. And one of the ways I was promoting this was by making bookmarks. And I got to tell you, apparently this is working gangbusters. If you can get the right niche and get to your target listener, and normally podcasters don't talk about their numbers. I'm not sure why that is, because I could care less. I don't want to say I could care less how many listeners I have, because I appreciate every listener I have, but I could care less if you have more than me or less than me. I just do my show. I really, and that's why this kind of surprised me. Okay, let me get to the point. I started this podcast. The only places I promoted it was on this podcast and another podcast I did, and I listed it in iTunes, and it's on podshow.com. So in general, compared to my other podcasts, not a lot of promotion, if any. It's called Quiet Study Area, and it's geared towards college students who want music to study by. And again, it's funny, because when you first start out podcasting, all you do is focus on your stats. And at this point, I just do my shows, and occasionally I'll go in and go, oh, look, they're up, they're down, they're the same, whatever. Well, I logged in, and my last show number 7, I've only been doing this for a little over 2 months, had almost 600 downloads. 584 to be exact. And there's a couple things here that I want to mention. Number one, I've gotten some decent listener feedback, and they've all said, like, one was a whatever you call it, a dormitory or, where college kids hang out. I'm going to tell all my brothers about this. This is meaning his fraternity brothers. So if you can get one person, they can spread the word. That was kind of cool. And like I said, the last week of school, instead of putting my bookmarks in the bookstore, I just started handing them out to students everywhere. So that I believe helped. But the other thing, and I've mentioned this in previous shows, before I go patting myself on the back, the title that had that, 584 downloads. And again, that's not huge numbers, it's not small numbers, whatever. And I'm not, yippee, but the title was Overcoming Procrastination. Anybody out there procrastinate? Yeah, see, I see you all raising your hands. We all procrastinate, and who wouldn't want to overcome procrastination? So, as much as I think, yeah, this is great, word of mouth, and yeah, I've found some niche people that are really getting to my podcast, and yes, word of mouth is going out, the key to this, and I've said this before, I believe, is the title of your podcast. Now, number one is the actual name of your podcast. Mine is called Quiet Study Area. Again, do you have any idea what that podcast is about? Well, it's something to do with studying, and it's quiet. Well, yeah, and if you listen to that podcast, it's that. But so that will get people to maybe subscribe to your podcast, or at least give you a listen. But your title is what, when people open up their aggregator, their iTunes, their Juice, you don't see the name of the show saying Quiet Study Area number 7, because that doesn't make you want to listen to it. No, it said, number 7, Overcoming Procrastination, from the album Quiet Study Area. So I know if you've been listening to the School Podcasting's morning announcements for a while, you've heard me say the title of your podcast, of that episode, I guess you should say that, the title of your episode is the headline in the aggregator. Especially not because people are subscribing to a lot of podcasts and they open up their iTunes and they've got a flood of information. What am I going to listen to first? Now, on one hand, you may say, yeah, but the good news is they've already downloaded it, so I've got my download. Yeah, but if they're going to stay subscribed, you want them to listen to it. So now the other thing I have today, and if you've listened to, I know some of you listen to The Musician's Cooler. It's a podcast strictly for musicians, and I realize that some musicians are podcasters and vice versa, so this is kind of a cross post. But I'd hung up a flyer for people to go to that podcast, trying to get them to go to my website, explain to them that it was an internet radio show. I didn't put the word podcast. I said it's a free internet radio show full of tips. But this was the interesting thing. I posted flyers all over my college for this particular podcast. And after a couple of days, I noticed that nobody, because the type of flyer this was, it's the kind with little tabs on the bottom. I had printed my website address on the bottom so people could pull that off. And after a couple of days, I was like, wow, this I've got these all over the place. Not one single tab has been pulled off. So a couple of days go by. Finally, somebody pulled a single tab off of one of the sheets. And I believe it was the next day I walked by, and that same sheet where somebody pulled off one tab now had two tabs pulled off. So there was one sheet, a flyer, by my locker. And I went over and grabbed a tab in the middle and pulled it off. And lo and behold, I think it was a day or two later, somebody else had pulled off a tab. And as the week went on, more and more tabs were pulled off, while some of the ones who had never had a tab pulled off were still that way. And here's my thought on this, and feel free to chime in on this. Number one, the top of it had my target market. It said musicians. So if I'm a musician walking down the hallway and I see a flyer that says musicians, you've kind of already got my attention. But the fact that I could see that somebody else had taken the time, they'd done the footwork, I guess you could say, to go over, read the flyer, and take a tab indicates that, wow, this might be of value because somebody already thought it was of value enough to take a tab, put it in their wallet, put it in their purse, and walk off. So my advice to you today, based on my 2-3 week little study here, is if you're putting up a flyer somewhere, wherever your target listener is, that's where you should be hanging flyers, an easy way to market your podcast. Before you leave, pull one of those tabs. And I know you're going to say, but that could be a potential listener. I'm taking one. Yeah, but you're also, believe it or not, in my eyes, and feel free to chime in on this if you like. In my eyes, you are creating a perceived value to the potential reader. So, like I said, going to be a quick show today. Where am I at? I'm at 8 minutes. It is Mother's Day. And if you are, my mother passed away a while ago, but if your mother is still on the planet, please take time today or sometime this week to just take some extra time and let her know that you appreciate her, because when they're not around, take it from me, you wish you had taken more time to do that. So that's going to do it. As always, I do appreciate you taking time to listen. What are you doing to promote your podcast? I'm burning things to CDs. I'm handing those out. I'm doing flyers. I'm handing out business cards. It's relentless promotion with me. So let me know. Phone it in, 888-563-3228. You can email it in, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Or you can leave a comment out in our show notes. That's shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Also want to let you know that the affiliate link of the month is trykall8.com. That's TRYKALL, the number 8.com. So if you're worried about losing your toll-free number, or if you want to make it even easier for your listeners to call you, try call8. Trykall8.com. It's only $2 a month and 6 cents a minute. I've never had a bill more than, most of them are like under $3. I think I've had one over $4. It's never been over $5. And it makes it even easier for your fans to call you, your listeners to call you, and you never have to worry about, oops, nobody called me within 29 days, and I lost my voicemail. So thanks for tuning in. And as always, if you'd like to start your own podcast, stop on by theschoolofpodcasting.com. We have tons of resources. Everything I've run across as I have been podcasting, as well as all the other members of the School of Podcasting, we have them listed there. You don't have to do hours and hours of Google searches. We have the tutorials to show you exactly how to podcast. Check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, blast dismissed.